In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. 3 years ago, dear faithful, 3 years ago already, some of you might remember hearing these words. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. 3 years ago, these are the words that I had the privilege and the responsibility to preach to you for my first homily here at St. Stanislaus. These words of wisdom shared with me, I wanted to share with you, but I also wanted them to be always in my mind as I met each and every single one of you for the next 3 years. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. 3 years almost to the day, dear faithful, I had the honor of being invited here to be the assisting priest at St. Stanislaus Oratory as an apostolate of the Institute of Christ the King Sovereign Priest and my first assignment as a newly ordained priest. And 3 years later, if these words were so important to me then, they have become all the more important to me as still a young priest here today now. As you have heard and as it was announced last week, I have been transferred to the Pro Province of the Institute of Christ the King in England. I will be moving there within the next few weeks, and I will be taking on the responsibilities that God now has in store for me there to serve the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church now in a new and foreign land to me. Canon David Lee will be replacing me here at St. Stanislaus, and he will also be the new U.S. Provincial Secretary for the Institute of Christ the King here in our beloved country. He looks forward to meeting every single one of you, and I encourage you and I exhort you, be good to him the way that you were good to me. Before I go, I have only two things to tell you. The first is thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to make a first impression on all of you. With profound appreciation, I have come to love each and every single one of you as a priest. You know, it was not until I was ordained a priest that I realized how selfish I am as a man. Thank you for teaching me how selfish I still am, and how much more selfless I must become by God's grace in the goodness of your continued prayers for me. I assure you, each and every single one of you, of my prayers for you as I travel to this new land. My heart remains here with you, and I ask you, take care of my priestly heart. Pray for me, that I may have the grace to keep calm and carry on. And so I wish to tell you thank you. But I also wish to tell you, I'm sorry. If you never get a second chance to make a first impression, may you always have the charity in your hearts to offer someone the gift of a second chance. So many of you have given me that second chance, and for that I thank you. And if anything in these 3 years I have done, said, thought, or in the way I even looked at you, that would be unbecoming of a priest, I am sorry. and I ask you for forgiveness. We all need a second chance sometime in our life. Thank you for that gift. And please forgive me for the shortcomings that I have had here as a young priest, most certainly. These two phrases, my friends, thank you and I'm sorry, are two phrases that could change the world if they would only be said more frequently and more sincerely. They are the phrases of the foundation of the virtuous life, and as you recall, the very foundation of the first key to making a good first impression. Thank you and I'm sorry are two phrases that profoundly display the great virtue of humility. Humility is the first key to a good first impression. And it is what our Lord Jesus Christ, our divine Savior today, tells us himself in the most holy gospel. Because everyone that exalts himself shall be humbled, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Humility is fundamental for a good first impression. What then is humility that we may practice it and give all those that we encounter this good impression as a follower of Jesus Christ, as a liver of the most holy gospel? My friends, humility is nothing other than recognizing, understanding, and loving who God created you to be. No more and no less. Humility is a virtue that is founded on truth. You were created by the Most Holy Trinity in their image and likeness. You are created in the image and likeness of Almighty God. And he loves you. You must love what God loves. And you must love what God loves in the way that God loves it. Love yourselves the way that God loves you. He values you, he cherishes you, and he wishes to give you the fullness of his divine life, that is to say, his charity. Humility is the foundation of the virtuous life, and charity, my friends, is the very seed that God places within that good soil to be cultivated by fervent and frequent prayer, by adoration of the Most Holy Eucharist, and the recitation of the Most Holy Rosary as a gift to Our Lady Immaculate. Charity is the seed that God plants into your soul through sanctifying grace, that through the sacraments, beginning with baptism, and all your life long, that divine grace would dwell in your soul as charity, as the love of God within you, as God's own life and power, as St. Paul tells us in the epistle today, that when you live in charity, you live in God, and God lives in you. And as long as you live in charity, you shall have communion with God, and you shall act in his power. This is profound to a first impression, and it is the second key that our Lord gives to us this very day to understanding what makes a good first impression. Humility and charity. These two are the virtues that allow us to begin to dig the foundation of the virtuous life. For as high as a building aspires to rise, the deeper its foundation must go down. And so we humble ourselves in order that our God, who loves us, may exalt us with the angels and the saints to be in His presence for all of eternity. May God bless you for all you do for the Institute of Christ the King here in Milwaukee. May the Holy Infant King reward you eternally for everything you do for this spiritual family to honor Him. And may our Immaculate Mother protect you in these times ahead, not that you would be comfortable, but that you would remain faithful. And the key to this, once more, humility. Cultivating charity in order that that beautiful plant may grow, that it may flourish, that it may blossom, and that it may produce fruit of like kind. And in the center of all fruits is a seed, the smallest of seeds that God offers to you to place in the hearts of those you meet. You make a good first impression on all that you encounter. Make a good first impression on the newly ordained Canon Lee, that he may know truly how wonderful you are. And may you impress upon him the responsibility that he now has as a priest of Jesus Christ, remembering always that he too is a man of frail human nature who requires your prayers in order to remain faithful, in order to persevere, in order to remain in charity, that he may give to you what he has received, and that you may give back to him what it is that God has placed into your hearts, and giving to all that you meet in this world, that they too may cultivate the two virtues necessary for a good first impression. For you never get a second chance to make this first impression. May God love you and thank you for everything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.